Nyati and Mangalo is the one.
Zimbabwe, Mujimboye, South Africa, Rwanda, Amadou, the Rajivani Patiwo, Shika with Zimbabwe, which we have said before, and we have said one of the way in the area. So the notion of sending to the center of the Kari, Nyanya, Yeruba, the Kuna, the Nazi, and the Yuva, 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 the Yuva parizvino vachinje havasikupasa kuti vaende kumanisha nekuti zvinhu zvina kumira zvakanaka munyika parizvino.
It's just the reading what happened yesterday. It's one question. And where it comes from. It's going to take it.
Instead of condemning,
transport to Zimbabwe. So as soon as the body gets to Bybridge, the Zimbabwe government takes over in terms of the transport, in terms of the food for those who will be gathering, and any other expenses as connected or related to this funeral, to give they let Mr. Nyathi a decent burial back home.
Three Muliga Elvis Nyathi. Oh, Sting and the Lace King are called Spinogan, Danile, Siakala, Kul, Askol, and Jemoba, Mazayana Manjewit, Namshanji, Sigom Valenison, and Anna Memorial Service. We are humble, we are Kaya, so humble with Munto too, and what's my years of ladies or where's the A and Bella and Yaws? So, see, ilabantu ababulele ngendlela lesihluku ukuthi noma ubulale nje yakho ngeke ubulale ngalelo hlobo
thande ukuthi kubuhlungu kakhulu kithi njengesizwe sonke sikamthwakazi akukho nto enje esake sayibone esizweni sakithi ubuhlungu kakhulu iNyathi family akusiyo yodwa ilahlekelwe silahlekelwe sonke njengesizwe njalo hayi ngikuzima mpela lokhu ukuthi sikuchaze ngamazwi kodwa ke asifisi into enje ibuye yenzeke futhi empilweni ngoba kuyasehlisa isithunzi njengomuntu omnyama kukuthathela isithunzi njengom-Afrika ukuthi wenze into enje emuntwini kuyazela hhayi bakwethu-ke sekuza hanjwa kekhaya ayebekwa umfowethu uNkulunkulu lalaba abakwenzileyo uNkulunkulu nguye owaziyo hayi I'm Bonwe Nkumalo representing the Zrikazi Royal House. We are saddened by what happened to our brother Nyathi. The cruelty that these people showed by killing him in that manner is really, really, really painful in our hearts as the Mthwakazi Nation. Our prayer is may they go well home and lay him to rest. But truly speaking, we are disappointed. We would want, you know, the people that did it to hear the words of warning that God is going to judge them. It's not right to do or to treat a human being in that manner. Look, I'm really out of words. Can't describe this cruelty, but what we do? We just leave it in the hands of the living God.
Yeah, I want to apologize to Zimbabwe because we are not expecting a South African that in South Africa can kill our fellow black brother in South Africa. So that's why I'm saying we really apologize for that.
You're saying Nigerians, everyone is just the same as South Africans.
I'm a South African, I'm a Zimbabwean, I'm a Mozambican, I'm Lesotho, I'm Botswana, I'm a Nigerian. Africa must be one. Must at the end of the day, Africa must be one. And we want one for Africa.
There you are, Marvelous. Those are some of the people that were talking to Thuso Khumalo yesterday in Johannesburg. So we know that there was a memorial service where Mr. Amazilipi, that is David Amazilipi, Zimbabwe's ambassador, to South Africa, was actually ejected from that memorial service with people accusing his government of mistreating Zimbabweans. They are saying that they are where they are today because of the Zimbabwean government. And we also had Thuso talking to Velempini Ndlovu, who is a relative of the late Nyathi, Bonwe Nkumalo of the Zrikazi royal family, and Mr. Peter Moshosho, the South African, who says he was apologizing on behalf of South Africans, saying you don't think that a black person can do that to another black person. And he believes that Africa should be one. And that's the way he says it should go. So that's exactly what this boy is saying. Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tangasiri kunzwane kuona zvanga zviri kuitika nezuro pachitwe chakaitika icho kuSouth Africa apo taona vahama dziripi vanovaivo mumiriri weZimbabwe vari kuSouth Africa ikoko vachitaurawo pachiitiko ichi asi vakazotaura mushure mekunge vambomitswa kutaura pamberi pevanga vari ipapo vakazotaurawo nestudio 7 vabuda muchiitiko ichi tanzwa zvakare kubva kune vamwe vagari veimomo muSouth Africa vanga vari kukumbira ruregerero vachiti zvakadai hazvifaniri kunge zvichiitika panguva ino nekuti vanhu vamwe chete kunyange vachibva kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana tikaonawo zvakare hama neshamwari zava nyati vachiwani kwawo vachitaurawo pamusoro pemafambiro achange ari kuita zvinhu pakuradzikwa kwavanyati.
Yes, we also have Mrs. Judith Ngobe, who is the Bulawayo Metropolitan Resident Minister. He told me to ask the sister there about, you know, Nyati's burial and, you know, the assistance that the government is going to be giving. So let's hear something from there.
It is a long day. You have to get to Abuna Mose, only Lampton. Almost won't a room to Nadi. Another wins a day, local wins a day, Namusa. Party. As it was, it's a good to go on.
Yes, and I never have any good.
No, I'm not sure if you give me the answer.
We appreciate that one very much. Yeah. And thank you, His Excellency the President of Zimbabwe, Mobuti, at assist such in this time, as in this. We are having a sleepless night from the 6th of the very time Senzagala until now. Kuze kusawu 3 o'clock lokho ngikhangela ukukhuluma labana basegoli abana bangapi rarare abangapi all over. I've never angalali lokho kusukela ka 6 mfana lo ngihlala laye endlini yami khona ngale lokho zwenenketha. Ngihlala laye ngabuya ngahlala laye emaplazini. Wahlala khona ngale kwasekusithi njengoba nje ilizwe lakithi njengoba lingani linje indlala leyi waselandela laye njengoba lisanda ukuthi sikhuluma ngokuthi akulanjwe lo mntwana omunye noligumu elinye lingalamntwana okhona ngale. So yikho ke laye wasesiba ibhendi wogwele elandele siya khona. Did you know that umkhapa umzambezi ulokhuzeni ngalo uLimpopo echaphe siya ngale ingwenya zamkhuda ukuthi kuzaba lezinye ingwenya ngale ezizamudla ezingabantu emini ilanga libalele
kusetshenzwe okusetshenzwayo.
Yeah, ufunile sibili ngasenzithi mina kuyalo ufuna ukuthi nxa umuntu efike e-ofisini abe lo munye umuntu wabonyathi kungabe kuyikuthi ungani ngoba uyazi ukuthi kunje so kulama-vultures abhodayo abafuna ukuthi kube yi-chance yokwezimali. So kuyabe kufuna ukuthi into zakhona zibe athletic, ibe izinto ezenziwa zisegcekeni zenziwe kuhle. Abanye abantu onuyakhala, abanye abantu bafuna ukuthatha i-chance yokwenza imali. So kuyabe kukuhle ukuthi nxa ndisiya ufike e-ofisini umama layo athi efika abone ukuthi hayi abantu ngabantu abomufi kodwa ngaso kuselakala lesibonge esidoda esinye sakonyathi khonapho sokusiba yikuthi kanti konyathi vela akula muntu. Akula muntu, abantu abaningi basegoli bakhonale. The entire khonapha yimi engicoordinator yo 24/7 ilokhuzeni i-funeral abaningi bantwana bakhonale ngibona benza buya nje njengoba kuzabuya abadala babuya kuthi utadweni mete bagade namhlanje abavele ekhaya. But I'm told you to long you say Goli, what you use a hamba figure about Tatawela. Tomorrow is a little
guy. But meanwhile, you go over over the Wednesday. Do you send you a man?
Yeah, I will send
you a good name
that I
will send
you
a good name. Yeah, we take it in the room. I'm going to be that you should have come and I get the party in that day. uzazitshela ukuthi liyibhale njani ukwenzela ukuthi izinto zethu zihambe
kuhlaeletu
ngoba
Yeah, that is the resident minister of Bulawayo Metropolitan Region. Marvelous talking to relatives there. So he was advising them to start preparing for the funeral and was informing them that the president actually granted the Nyati family, Elvis Nyati, a state assisted funeral. So that's what they were talking about there.
Apo telekshukuona numa ingeri kubwa iyo kuhurumende vanova ivo resident minister wemunzvimbo inobva vanyati varikutaura ivo kuti mhuri yanyati ichange iri kupiwa rubatsiro kubva kuhurumende vachitaura ivo kuti vanga vatumwa nemutungamiri wenyika kuti vazivise mhuri yekwanyati kuti vachange vari kubatsirwa pakuradzika mutumbi wava Elvis Nyati avo takaona vachishaya South Africa.
Yes, and we've got Nyati's uncle. You know, he talked passionately about, you know, Nyati. He grew up under his hands. And let's listen to what he's saying here in this interview with Ezra Chizaswate.
Nunzana ungumane gama lapha kuyini ngamufija.
Igama lami nguSteni Ndlo. Ijaha leli lithonilele ngumntakasisi. Umama wakhe ngimlandele okwesithathu.
Umama wakhe ngimlandele okwesithathu.
U-Elvis. U-Elvis, yes.
Uze njani, bakutshele njani usize isehlakalo esinje?
Yeyi, indaba leyi ayisinika ubuthongo. Especially umfana lo ngidlale laye emncane, ngihlala laye enketha khona ngale lapho endlala khona. It was very much touching into your corner. It is just ubuhlungu okunye okumangalisayo. Umfana lo ubezisebenzela engu-garden boy khona ngale South Africa. That literally every time ubethumela okungabantu bakhe every time and then okudliwayo every time, every month and so forth.
Yeah.
Khathesi ngikhuluma nje so last week besikhuluma sonke sithi malume ngizathumela amawindi ami khonapho kuwe ungaba le space yini ukuthi ungigcinele wona ngifuna ukuthi umntu yakhe laye okulidumba lakho ekhaya ngathi hhayi akula problem nje ukuthumela nini amawindi akho ngizawagcina of course akafiki wona lokhu ngiwamelele
ye ubesesaka la
ubesesaka but ubefuna ukwakhe into abazinduna ngayo lapha athola khona isitende
Abantwana bangabalisela.
Abantwana bakhona basekhaya boyise emkhulu okuzalwa khona umkakhe. Kodwa uyise zala ukhona lapha lo nina zala bakhona. Bafika nje ngithi ukuthi bengimele ukuthi ngabe ngifike labo lapha. Kodwa bazafika nje in an hour's time. Uyise zala lo mama zala. Bakhona bengilabo nje kuthani. Khona lapha lokhu nje nedrobheni. Sizabuya sonke khona lapha. Then bahamba, then they are coming at Tesla. We are sometimes season next Sarah for nothing. Mabin.
Eh, Uchella on the room for Baza on Romba.
You cocoa Ulobusunko Ulobusunga Tessie. We will sit to corner local to lay umzu, dummy in carriage, a wooden zoo, Avantuana. To Mel Avantuana, Napa, something. Who is Dala? Ekhuluma la mathi malume abantwana bathini ngapho kanti abantwana bala mabhuku abalani lokhu lalokhu ngithi hayi ngizakhuluma labo ngingakhuluma labo ke bathi hayi malume kuyeza namanje ngiyathi ngithi ngihleli ngize sisithi malayitha hayi hambe endaweni engaka amagogo wethu uyethatha impahla zabantwana sezifikile ngihambe ngiyethatha bese kusithi uyisezala ohleli labantwana abuya azothatha Yeah, azothatha ukudla lokhu ehambise ebantwaneni.
Uthesa kusela muntu ozayenza.
Akathesa kusela muntu ozayenza khona lokho ngoba umkakhe enjalo nje engumama ukathethi kuwesi sebuthakathaka okuwesi wokuthi kasoze sakwanise ukuthi asele abantwana. Ubaba wakhe nguye obesela lanxa ube ngu-garden boy. That little okuyi-R200 khonke obekuthola lapha adisebenza khona emayadini. It bekuncedisa kakhulu ebantwaneni.
Yeah. was telling you what very good it is in Chinese and Fanania television.
Umfana Lo was a very good young man. Umfana Lo, Umfana Lung, Leo, Man, Umfana Kulumilo, Muntu, Osale Pule, Upela, and a Kulumiluto, Benjan, whatever. And I suppose this Nessie Spona would Umfana Lo. Injury and injury, but he and I was just a very good young man, very much quiet. And the Umtola Lela, Ubella Lela, Utingam Jel, Uti, Lafam Zulu, and the soul, Lafam Zulu, and the soul. And we were so much very close. I'm very much close, very much close in Umzulamlo. We were so much close together, and he always touched me, Uti Malme, Kambe Lapa saying not to go, and then done. You can do this. So when the so, then he couldn't let it. I won't let Elvis. But not was a good young man, very much umfana lale layo.
Who could let him up in a guy?
Ye umfana lo uzalelwe ekezile. It was a lane ekezile. Basebe sugar, basebe siya. Etobo tobo le maplazi basala kona ngalu unina wase chona bekona ngale sahambeka kona ngalu unine tobo tobo utate wetu umama wake ndeni uteso unjalo basala sala etobo tobo watu baba wake wase suga wase siya samwe kotundubali lapa about 40 kilometers from Bulawayo nga utia ukamba e false road wazo tolo muzi kona ngale basala sala kona ngale ndeni kwa sababu usisi wake lo putu wake elder brother the elder sister batholi zindu e Katu Park la wasebu ya wazo sale Katu Park but sometime back besi vele sikala sunke nketa kona ngale lemzi nwami lema plazi bentala lae ahamba ayo kona lema plazi mafika sale abuya abuye lape dropen sale sunke
ubaba ya nusapili
hawa abu tonile I think 2017.
That is Mr. Ngabu, the uncle of the late Elvis Nyati. So he's really saying Nyati was a very good man. He says he grew up under his arms, and he's really shocked about his death, and he says he has never heard that a person can die in that manner. So it's very much pain.
Yes, you can actually feel his pain because he says they were very close. And from what I was hearing, that he was also saying that he was a very quiet young man who always used to look up to him, the uncle, for counsel. And it reminds me of the George Floyd case here in the United States. That, something happened to someone and now he's going to be remembered in the world, unfortunately, for a very unfortunate event. Anga shai mashairo akaita vanga vachinyatsotsananudza kuti akakura sei uyezve kuti aiyo wanzo vabvunza ivo kuti ndoita sei zvino vana ndovabatsira sei nyaya yekuti vana vaende kuchikoro nezvimwe zvakadaro aitaurana navo saka vanga vari kuti pari zvino vari kurwadziwa chaizvo nekuti havana kumbofungidzira kuti upenyu hwamuchakabvu hwaizopera sekupera kwawakaita.
Yes, marvelous. We also have got a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change who is in Matabeleland and taking care of what is happening at the Nyati homestead. Let's hear what she's told Ezra Jesus Fund.
Salbanani, mina ngokuzalwa ngonontantam lochwa. Kubandla le-CCC kuthiwa ngingusecretary we-Rural Mobilizing and Strategy Interim. Silapha sizokhayela umfowethu u-Elvis. Awenyati, Elvis ngimkhayela nje mina ngile bias ngoba ngivele ngwe South and Elvis ngwe KZN kuzalwa emaHetshele sizalwa sonke sibuhlungu ngokufa kwa Elvis, sibuhlungu singabantu, sibuhlungu silibandla ukuthi abafowethu njalo sebephele South Africa bechiya abantwana lapha ekhaya. So sizokhala silibandla, ngiyazi ukuthi bese lizwile ukuthi abafowethu abase South Africa bese kulokunye kade sebekuhlanganisile bayakunika imuli lathi basitshela ngapha siyi-leadership ukuthi yikho lokhu asebekwenzile. Siyakubonga njalo. Besifisa ukuthi nga abantu bezwa bechiseka ngokufa kwa Elvis, because I think all of us singo Elvis, sonke singonyathi. Angiboni ukuthi lapha emathebeleleni ukhona umuntu ongabalwa kuthekala zihlobo noma ezingu-4 noma ezingu-5 e-South Africa. Kuyasithinta ukufa kwa Elvis, asokufa kwakhe yedwa, kumele kusithinte sonke, because sikhuluma nje izihlobo zethu ziseganyeni khona le-South Africa, azikwazi ukuthi ziphilile, asikwazi ukuthi ziyavuka zingeziphilileyo. Ngakho-ke silibandla sikhalisa imuli yala ekhaya. Sike safika futhi lapha izolo, siyaqhubeka sibakhalisa kuze kufike ilanga langoMgqibelo. Ngiyabonga.
Kunje nje okujabulisayo ukuthi-ke baphathisile bebandla lakho, umuntu lo uvele esigabeni sakho, wena ke ukhalela ukukhankasa futhi umnyabo zame lesi siqindi sakho lesi esimatoko. Uqhubela lokhu elikwenzele phandle kutshengisa ukubamba nokunganani, ungathini kuzwi lokubulawayo njona nolapha usuka phanale ematopu ngendaba yokuphitheka kwenu, uthini ngakho?
Mina ngifuna ukuthi uzwi lokubulawayo kazoze thintekile. Ngibone ngathi ukurelaxa lokhu esikwenzayo soze kusisebenzele singabantu. Asizizwe siphathekile zulu kobulawayo, ngoba okwenzeke kwimulini yakwenyathi sokungavuka layo kondlovu lakwincube lakobani lakodube kukhona kukithi sonke. Asiphathekeni bulawayo omuhle, sibuye sizotshengisa ukuthi siyaphatheka le muli yakwenyathi sisonke, siyimuli singama-citizens.
Likhangalela ukuthi zabe likhona lizayenza umsebenzi lani lapha lizabe liphathekile, kambe lo mongameli ngabuya nawe?
Umongameli bese sikhulume laye, siyathemba ukuthi engabuya njalo. Ngelanga lange-Saturday sobe sikhona sibili siyibandla le-TCC. Thina njengoba silapha siku-ground sisemathebeleleni i-region yethu yakobulawayo, silapha ukuthi sizomkhangelela umongameli ukuthi si-right nxa silapha la labantu bakhe bazabuya. Sisamobhalayiza abantu bethu ukuthi labo babe khona lapho bazophatheka ekuhambeni kwa-Elvis, and sisazoqhubeka siphatheke sibili. Asiyonto esayiqala namhla siyigcine namuhla, siyaphatheka entweni eziningi, sizazophatheka futhi kuze ufike ilanga lokube ku-42 and 47.
That is Miss Nonhlanhla Ndlotshwa Marvelous. She is a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change. So what she's literally saying there is that everyone is Elvis, everyone is Nyati, and Nyati's death is affecting all Zimbabweans alike. So he says everybody is a relative somehow who's in South Africa. So this issue is not only a Nyati issue, it is a national and international issue.
Aiwa apo tiri kuona isu imwe nhengo ye-TCC vachitaura ivo pamusoro pechiitiko ichi vachiti aiwa munhu wese anowanikwa iye achirangarira vaelvis Nyati, nekuti munhu wese munyika ane hama iri kusouth africa. Munhu wese munyika anokwanisa kunge zvinhu zvakadai zvataona zvichiitika hazvifanonge zvichiitika kune munhu. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo sebato re-TCC vachange vachimirawo vakamirira kuti vaone kuti mhuri yaNyati icharadzika sei hama yavo pachiitiko chichange chiri kuitika. Vanenge vataura kuti ivo nemugovera.
We put some people lined up here, they want to make their contributions, and the first guy is Mr. Bongani Dube. Bongani, siyakwamukela kuhlelwa.
Siyabonga babudo.
Ye, kube khonapho ubona njani khonokho kubhubha njalo lokuthi sokuyangcwatywa u-Elvis Nyati?
Ya, khona kubuhlungu kakhulu babudube, ikakhulu ebantwaneni. Usuke usiyadinga imali sadendi uzozwakala sokuthiwa usushonile, and ma ngithi ngiyabheka abantwana labana bancane basanede isikolo, and nowadays if you don't have i-parents yakho isikolo kuba nzima, because nxa kuwukuthi liliyana ifemily ezihluphekelayo elisebenza ezindlini zabantu emakhishini elincengayo nje impilo, isimo singekho right, kunzima ukuthi umntwana omfowenu mfuweni mayeseshonile la itholakale funda mpela esiyafika ku university kunzima kakhulu. So into engiyikhalela njengabantwana silapha duba sifundanga kodwa abantu abethu asifuni ukuthi befane lathi, sifuna abantu abethu sizozama ukuthi sibafundise bebe right. So we mawungazela mzali vele impilo yakho iba buhlungu kakhulu babudube, iba buhlungu because abantu bayakhala indawo yonke, into leyana iya-affecta, iya-affecta kakhulu, ikakhulu umuntu ozeleyo.
Mm. So manje ubona zani pho kuya ngaphi konke lokho wena ngubona kwakho sibili ukubulawa kukanyathi nxa sukhangele sibili ujula usephambili?
Ukubulawa kanyathi babudube vele kusaphambili because singaze sithini kuzayenzakala futhi lakomunye lakomunye, kodwa ukuze sikugweme ukuthi siyelungisa ngakithi. Labadala bayawazi amazwi ethu esakhulumayo, phela babudube kulula ma ungumzali la uhlala ekhaya unabantwana. Abantwana ungabezwa bethu baba lapha kayezulu, asuze uhlale 42 years ungafiksi ufuna ukuthi ubuse ngenkani. Abantwana bangathi lokhu kurungu wena ufuna ukuthi ubuse ngenkani, vele kuyacaca ukuthi sizaphelela emazweni ngoba nanko u-Elvis uthe esefile azange sibonakale ukuthi kulo muntu osimeleyo, azange silizwe thina igama elivela kumongameli esitsho ukuthi khona khona uzwelana lathi. Sesisizwa manje nje isidumbu sesidlulile eBitbridge ukuthi khona khona uzaphathisa into ezinjengazenezo, ukuthi nje umhluphi ukuthi ekhulumisane lama ministers eSouth Africa bebonisane. Ayikho vele into elokuze nasimzwele ukuthiwa useDubai, samzwela ukuthiwa usetshintshi isitalada yakobulawayo. So into ezinjengazenezo, but kuzikhona izinto ezibalulekile esingazibheka because umuntu ungamuzwa ethi lokhu kurong, zama noma ungakulungisanga ngendlela yakhe, but lawe iba ileader ehlakaniphileyo, limithe halfway ukwenzela ukuthi into zangkhona kubona ingathi ulungisile noma ungalungisanga kodwa kubonakala ingathi ulungisile. 42 years abantu belokhu bekhala ngento one, wena uthi ku-right. And masithi siyakhangela vele babudube sisahlala sisokolile ngoba masithi siyabheka ihulumende yakithi ama-ministers, akula muntu omutsha, akula youth laphana okuthiwa izasimela, izamela abantu abatsha. Bonke ngabadala abantu okuthiwa thina balaleya into yokuthi thina sahalwa impi. So yiba kufanele bephathe, but if singaba le youth noma kwena la maphathe akhona, sibe lo muntu omncane ozagijima asimele ezizikhalazo zethu. Thina ma sikhuluma kabe kuthiwa khona sihlamukele abadala, kodwa iqiniso elihle babudube, izidingo zakudala nezidingo zamanje azisafani.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Uhambe khonapho ungayikhethana mamplus wekote Mr. Regis Busango as well. Is an OPF member based in Canada. Welcome to the program, Mr. Busango.
Thank you, Studio 7.
Yes, give us your take on, the killing and now the arrangements that are being made for the burial of Elvis Nyati. We are informed that the government is taking care of some of the arrangements. Quite just quickly.
Thank you very much. I want to send my condolences to the Nyati family for this barbaric killing that was done to our brother, dear brother, Elvis, in South Africa, which was uncalled for. South Africans know it better that Zimbabwe has been there for their independence during apartheid when they were running, getting shelter from our country. But I think the general public in South Africa is misunderstanding everything. They are hating Zimbabweans more than any other African. And this has led to our brother passing on, which is very regrettable. I want to thank the government of Zimbabwe, His Excellency the President, Comrade Edi Mnangagwa, for assisting the funeral of our brother. So I'm hearing it as I'm following. The government is doing almost 90% of the arrangements, including bringing him from South Africa. We also saw that the President portrayed a message to Ramaphosa and informed him that this is our SADC and our Troika summit and our arrangements do not go along with what is happening now in South Africa. Therefore, if Ramaphosa is still a signatory of that, he should be able to make sure that Zimbabweans are safe in his country, as well as we also make sure that all South Africans coming to Zimbabwe or passing through our country are safe as well. So we saw that himself, Comrade Ramaphosa, visited the family, and he also paid his condolence to the family, which is something that we also emulated. And also he sent messages that he's not accepting what South Africans are doing, and he will do everything in his power to make sure that foreigners, especially Zimbabweans in particular at this point, are also safe in South Africa. Thank you.
Tiri ipapo, imi munoona sei, tinoona vamwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vari kuti kodai zvinhu zvagadzirisika munyika vadzokera kuZimbabwe, kwete kuti varambe vari kuSouth Africa uko vari kupiswa nekurayiwa nekushungurudzwa.
Right, I think the problem is not really because of the economic situation. At this point, we can try to link every issue that is happening to our people outside Zimbabwe to economic issues, which at some point is not always the norm. I believe that at this juncture, we are not talking about policies of government and all that. We are talking about we as neighbors of South Africa and Zimbabwe to be each brother's keeper. That's actually what we are talking about. Because you look at what happened. The news says they mistaken him with the so-called criminal who was later on arrested, and they killed him for no reason. And I mean that is something that can actually happen to anybody. It doesn't matter whether you're Zimbabwean or not. But this barbaric act is what we should address at this point. Of course, we can talk about the economy. We all agree that even if the economy of Zimbabwe is going to be better than South Africa today, there are people who actually not go back. That one is actually a point that not every Zimbabwean who is living outside will come back because the economy is better. So that's why I wouldn't want to link the economy to the killing of, because there are different issues. I don't know the reason why he was in South Africa. I have not spoken to him. I don't know how long he has lived in South Africa. But what I know is he was there with his family. And there's a reason why he was there. Thank you.
Yes, we are going to be able to do it. We are going to be able to do it. We are going to be able to do it. We are going to be able to do it. We are going to be able to do it. We are going to be as Baba Wa went to South Africa, I won't do it. I'm checking this on one conapo. They go to South Africa to me, they ain't gonna go. Yeah,
Yamuza Babu to me. Yangiti Kona Kona is tattoo sometimes. Chisela Umuntu Oscogileo. A Wombina Ila Chisa Lolina Teleo. A Yamuza Baba Lapa Akona. Ukuthi umuntu okhuluma ekwelinye ilizwe elabelungu okuhlezi kahle. Ngikhuluma so kunamabhasi, bengikhuluma lomfo wethu osegolo osebenza emabhasini. Sithi amabhasi ayagcwala abantu bayekhaya. Iviki lonke leli abantu bayabaleka bayekhaya. So yena mayezathi akulinkani le economy angazi ukuthi uchaza ukuthini, because akula muntu babuduke ongavuma ukuthi achiye ifamily yakhe, abazali bakhe bephila kunzima lapho esiphila khona. Abanye abantu bayangcwatshwa khona lapha bengafinyeleli ukuthi beyifike ekhaya. But ukukhuluma is very easy, gonna talk everything. But masithi siyabheka abantu abaphilayo lapha elokuzini eSouth Africa, baphila kabuhlungu, bengamaZimbabweans baphila bahlungu ukuthi makungathiwa iZimbabwe isilungile, wonke umuntu uyaphuma ehlala ekhaya. Lokho kokuthi khona abantu abangeke baye ekhaya, ngeyinye istatement akhuluma ngaso, because abantu bayafisa ukuyahlala ekhaya. Kula muntu ongathandiyo ukuthi ahlale le muli yakhe. That's why bona abanye bazama ukuthi beyithathe imuli azohlala layo, kodwa kwehluli ngesimo esihlezi kiso. Siyafuna ukuyekhaya babuDube. Lo baba into ayikhulumayo le, angakhuluma kahle ngoba ukhulumela iparty. Ayisiki ukuthi siyayizonda iparty, ayisiki ukuthi siyathini. But akula muntu ongakwazi, even ingane ungayibuza manje ekhaya. Into zinzima ekhaya, baswa abantu bona abantu bebaleka bezozama ukuthi bethole impilo engcono.
Yes, siyabuza kakhulu ke. Marvelous, what he's saying is that, you know, all this is linked to the deteriorating situation in Zimbabwe. So he's dismissing what Regis Vusambo is actually saying. So he says, you know what, all these, all this kind of suffering is due to the Zimbabwean government. So he says it has got all the hallmarks of that kind of situation back home. And he also indicated that there are so many people who are living in South Africa right now going back to Zimbabwe because the situation is really bad in South Africa. So, you know, he's saying you never know what happens next when you're in South Africa. So that's that.
Apo chikunzwa munyarikani vedu vari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vazhinji vari ku South Africa pari zvino vari kutarisana nekuomerwa nezvinhu uyezve sekuvhunza kwanandaita vavhusango vari kuti ivo munyarikani wedu ari kuti haasi kubvumirana nezvataura navavhusango kuti zvimwe zvacho zvekuita zvinei nenyaya yeupfumi saka vauya munyarikani vari kuti aiwa vazhinji vari kutodzokera nekuti kunyange zvinhu zvakaoma hazvo vari kuona ivo kuti dai upfumi hwenyika yezimbabwe hwagadzirika vanhu vangadai vasiri kutiza munyika yezimbabwe.
Yes, we've got before he responds, let's take Mr. Sipongulube. Babungulube, unwao chona janba.
Yeah, chona, tibari chona jan, donke bai.
Yeah, shapila wakundu. So, skulma loba, musa angula poe zanupi. Uti, kono kano kwenza gale, wolu, kona gale, this one's back, kama nbe kosha, kwa ambasata. Aguna, niloguti, kumna tuweli zile Zimbabwe, kuya pigiga. Kumbu, kuta abantu, babalega, kule Zimbabwe, kuta, hai, kukono kona. Kuta isiko kono kwa uje, kutu. Mwamchele siti.
Hai, ekuti wakutu wabantu wako kurumende wetu, ngumbe nita wako kurumende, nita wako zanu pie, fungane makanda klinide. I message mwabe itunyera wafunu kuyizo, anguazu waza kuzwenja ani. Anguazu waza kuzwenja ani. Mwabe setuwa kuzwa enje. Ama message salasu watumera abafunu kuweza. Wakolisa kono kuta abantu ngale uwe Zimbabwe, baebe sebe. Sebe force abantu sebe kuma bese saba. Abantu mabe toli chua kuti bazikhulumele bakhuleka babatshengisa abakufuna kodwa abakuthathi serious. Xa bengakubona ukuthiwa ngabantu pho yikuphabaza kuzo kutshayisa ngovalo lokuthi lo hulumende olalela abantu yini kumbe silo hulumende oforce abantu ukuthi benze into abangayifuniyo yikho kuzasehlula lo. Ngoba kunje nxa sinje kumele sibe ekhaya isimo siyasibona kumele siye ekhaya but uhulumende is willing to listen to abantu yikho kunzima kunzima phandle la.
Yes, akuzwa kakhulu kuphosela ngesilungu nje amafutshane khona nxa usenelisi ngikhuluma
ngakhona Mr. Tiba, I'm getting worried if our government or should I say the ruling party if they don't get the message from the people. Every time the people are sending a message, they will turn a blind eye or give us a different statement. I'm very worried because the situation is getting worse here. And people are expressing themselves. We know the situation at home, the freedom, the people, they don't have that freedom of expressing themselves. But if they are expressing themselves this side, we are hoping that our government or the ruling party can listen to the people. But they are... seems to be turning a blind eye. We don't know how far we are going to go with the situation.
Yes, hold on there, Mr. Ngulube. Let's talk to Mta. I think Mta is in now. So can you introduce yourself and go ahead with your contributions? Mta, go ahead and introduce yourself. Yes, appeal. I'm here.
I'm Mta from Bulawayo, yeah. Although I'm going to Bulawayo, mind. No Kuluma Alenda, I don't want to be Kuluma Lo, over Kuluma Lo. Inking a scenario, I want to be thinking a scenario, which is now I want to Abbas Musa. Abba Fun, which I want to clean is. They want to tell people what they want. Yabon. Lo muntu lo into ayikhulumayo le it's really ingancane kuse sayidini lapho uyabona
kulo buzima. Yes, yabona ukuthi sibile kulo buzima ufuna ukukhuluma ngabo kodwa khonokho kuya ngesikhathi ilizwe lilungiselela i-independence uzibuze kuluma ngakho khona ukuthi ukuthi uzibuse wena umbona njani kuna manje kulezi suku from the time ngizwe yathola uzibuse umfutshane sibe
awelo okazibuse lokho ukuthi ngiyakubona but manje abantu kona uzibuse ubuya manje kokulawayo from after how long since vele ilizwe lathola uzibuse ngingathi thina vele kanje kahle uzibuse vele akasinayo asizibuse because siyabuswa uyazi ukuthi abantu vele basancindezelwe lamanje sisancindezelwe lamanje asikho ukuthi kona siyazibusa uzibuse samthola nje nasemaphepheni ukuthi sathola uzibuse but kahle kahle nje vele siya asizibuse siyabuswa
ye nxa ufisa ungaphala ngesikhiwa khona kuya ngawe phosela nxa ungafisi siyaqhubeka siyaphambili
So,
Mr. Kusangu, now we're turning to the issue of independence. So, according to Mta, Zimbabweans are oppressed. Zimbabweans don't have independence at all. They are suffering, like what is happening with them in South Africa, and all these kind of things. Chip in there, Mr. Kusangu.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we want to thank the revolutionaries, some of them who passed on. Who went into the wars, into the bushes. Some of us then were very young, were not born yet, when they were fighting for our country to be a sovereign nation. Zimbabwe is now turning 42, liberated from the British rule in 1980. The British came to Zimbabwe in 1890. For 100 years, our country was under the hands of the foreigners, the imperialists. So, for somebody today, after 42 years, to be very unthankful and say that we don't have independence, that person must be schooled to know exactly what is independence. Are you saying right now, we know that the heads of Lobengula, the heads of Zilikazi, the heads of Mbeanehanda and Kaguli, they are there in the library in Oxford. Did you know that? That our grandfathers were killed, hanged, and their heads were taken to be trophies in UK by the Queen of England. How can you dare tell me that there is no independence? Do you want my forefathers to remain in the Oxford University libraries? We fought for that, and we are very, very, very overwhelmed by the respect that we get from other sovereign nations in Africa and beyond, who are going to come and to celebrate with us, even Kenya, officiating our independence there in Blawayo there where we are going to have our trade fair. It is because of what we have done. So Zimbabwe is liberated. We are going to celebrate independence. We are an independent country. We are no longer called Rhodesia. We are called Zimbabwe for a reason. The reason from the movement from Rhodesia to now Zimbabwe.
But his point maybe is, you know, the kind of freedoms that are there. He says there's no freedom. There is absolutely nothing according to him.
Yes, yeah. I'm going there. I think we are mistakenly understanding what is freedom. Freedom now, back then, black men was not allowed 12 midday to be in Bulawayo city center. You have to be in Luveve. In Harare city center by 12 midnight on midday on a Friday. All black people are supposed to be out of the core urban areas. And now we are the ones who are running our cities, our councils. Then you tell me that there is no independence. It means you are not probably actually not schooled enough to understand that our country is no longer Rhodesia, is now Zimbabwe. We can talk about the economy, but do not mix things. If we are talking about independence, independence is not a ZANU-PF project. It is a national project where each and every president who will come after the ones who are here will not change the date of our independence. It will still remain April 18. Doesn't matter who comes in. It's just like in America or in other countries where they celebrate their heroes. They do not change them because of whoever comes in. So let's not partner politics versus the economy of the day in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Sipho Ngulube. Ngulube, as well,
I'm very worried about the history we are being taught here, Dube. first before we go to independence. This thing about the Lopemula's head is in a library somewhere in the UK. Where is that history coming from? We know Lopemula disappeared. We know Lopemula was chased. No one knows Lopemula's grave. So that's, we have to correct things. We have to state the facts first. Let's not mislead the people. Second, the independence. If we are talking of independence, we are not talking of the dates of the ceremonies. We are talking of people who are enjoying the life in their country. My learned friend is saying people are independent. They are, can go in Bulawayo around 12. We are talking now, people are in Johannesburg. Someone was killed just last week. You were talking about Mr. Nyati. He was killed in Johannesburg. We wish to be in Bulawayo. We wish to spend our lives in Bulawayo. We wish to wake up in our home countries. Today is 18, is Friday, Easter, Good Friday. We wish to be in our rural homes, spending time with our families. That's independence. Independence is not a date. Independence is not a ceremony. People must take us serious as Zimbabweans. We need our independence. It's not just about date. If we now is comparing us to America and all these countries, we don't want comparison. We want to enjoy the freedom, enjoy our being at our homes. That's what we want.
Yes, thank you very much. And the clarification on the, you know, the heads and all those kind of things, I think we have to put the record straight. Now, there's no historical evidence that Lopemula's head is in London or any library or anywhere else in the world. So that we should put it in the right perspective. So get Vusango back in a while, in 2 seconds. So let's get to Mta. Mta, konapo ke iskuluma akonoko. Kumbe iskale siye kubaba. Utube ugo.
What's again?
Mana katungani. Mwani uzwele lapa akuluma. Posela 10 seconds. Baba.
Kuti wakutube tina maa skuluma ngenkinga. Kaya bengu hatua skuluma ange maa skuluma ngama problems akona. Kaya bengu hatua skuluma simeli politiki. Tina banya bantu ya not politician. But sikhuluma ngohlupho olukhona olubhekane nathi esilubonayo manje makuyathwa abantu izavumelana lobabungulube manje sithi khona independent asikhulumi ngedate asikhulumi ngeceremony into ezinjalo sikhuluma ngabantu abakhululekileyo ukuthi impuphu iyadura ekhaya uyakubotshelwa khonoko ukuthi impuphu iyadura ukuthi khona lokhu kuyadura abantu abakwazi abantu ngoba yena uyabe kulololo hlangothi okilo emele lonke but thina sibuya kulova singabolova thina esingakaze sisebenze siselokhu zenini siyayazi leyo inkinga esidibana nayo babudube abantu uzibuse yebo bangathi ilizwe balithatha emakhiweni kodwa sabuya sazoncindezelana thina singabantu abamnyama ngoba even kunje vele ekhaya akula muntu uvele libuthane ukuve nanku asikhulumeni
yeah
in the first place yakho ngicela ukuthi sikhulume ngeparty amaparty wonke ayi 2 sikubonile konke lokho ilokhu izeni ingavunyeli ukukampaign
manje isikhathi dube sesiphelile isikhathi sesifike kumangoyi would have loved to bring in Mr. Vusango as well but let's have this discussion on Monday so I'm going to invite all of you so that you can they have a very great discussion. So on that note, we wish to end our show today. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Regis Vusango, Mr. Ibongani Dube, Mr. Sipongulube, and Mr. Mta. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe, and have a lovely, lovely Easter weekend.
Mother. And I'm marvelous, Mtanganyahuye, also saying have a great Easter weekend. Actually, I was going to cool the paper down.
We're asking
about Easter, but happy Easter to everybody.
Good night.